I've entitled this morning's message, Bridging the Gap. I wonder if someone asked you if you believed in God and in his Son, Jesus Christ, what would you say? Well, I want to tell you a story this morning to try and illustrate what it means to really believe in Jesus and to trust your whole lives to him. I want to tell you a story about this man. His name was, anyone? Blondin, that's right. He was not a philatelist, that's a stamp collector. He was a funambulist. Funambulist, anyone? That's right, he was a tightrope walker. In 1859, he set a high wire across the gap 1,000 feet above the waters of the Niagara Falls and set about crossing it. On subsequent occasions, he crossed the falls no less than 17 different times, and he did it in different ways. So I'm just going to try and recreate something of that this morning. Now, unfortunately, I haven't got a big valley that I can string a rope across. So I'll just have to make do doing it this way. The first way that Blondin crossed the rope was just normally with a stick to just give him a little bit of balance.
Very high here.
Ta-da! Well, you could clap. The second way that Blondin crossed the rope was with his manager on his back. But I don't have a manager here, so I can't really recreate that one. The third way that he crossed the rope was that he pushed an oven in front of him halfway across the rope. And the one that Wendy had in the cupboard is just a little bit too big. So I've just brought a frying pan.
And so what Blondin did is he crossed the rope. Not the best when you've got a dodgy knee anyway. And halfway across, he cooked himself an omelette and ate it in front of people and then proceeded to finish his walk across the rope.
Ta-da! The final way that Blondin crossed the rope was pushing a wheelbarrow, of all things.
And pushed the wheelbarrow across the valley over the Niagara Falls, like so.
So when Blondin got to the other side of the valley with the wheelbarrow, there was a whole group of reporters there for various newspapers from around the world. Well, there would be. It was an amazing event that everyone wanted to report on. And he said to one of the reporters that was there, "Hey, do you believe that I could
could push a man in this barrow back across the falls. "Well, of course," said the man. "You're the amazing Blondin. You've done everything. Of course you could push a man in a barrow back across the ravine." "Well," said Blondin, "you get in the barrow and I'll push you across." "Oh no," said the man, and ran away in a hurry. Well, the reporter was willing to say he trusted that Blondin could push a man across the falls in a barrow, but he wasn't willing to be that man. He said he believed in Blondin, but not personally enough to trust him with his life. And I've told you that story for a reason this morning. I've told you it to show you the difference between believing in something in a general sense and believing in something or someone in a personal sense, so strongly in fact, that you're willing to stake your life on it. Blondin did some incredible stunts, but you know, what he did was nothing compared to the amazing thing that Jesus did for us to bridge a gap. Jesus, as we know, as we think about on this Good Friday morning, was put to death on a cross. He clearly died and was buried in a tomb. But 3 days later, he rose from the dead. We'll celebrate that on Easter morning. But I want to ask you this morning, do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe he was a good man in history? Do you believe that he was the very Son of God as he claimed to be? Do you believe that he died and rose again? Excellent. There's plenty of evidence to show that he did. But I wonder, would you be willing to stake your life on Jesus? You see, just before he died, Jesus said, as we read it earlier in John 14, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father but by me." Now, Blondin was able to cross the Niagara Falls. He was able to push or carry people from one side to the other, one at a time, but only as they personally put their faith in him, one at a time. And it's exactly the same with us. It's a personal belief. God wants a relationship with us. He wants us to enjoy him, to live in his paradise, to be part of a glorious future with him. But unfortunately, that relationship with God is broken by sin. Sin by the first man and woman, and ultimately by sin in our own lives. That sin separates us across the gap between us in our sinfulness and God in his purity and his holiness. We can try and jump that gap by our own good efforts, but we're never going to reach God's perfection. It's just too far away. But there was one who came to bridge the gap. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have that eternal life. We could say that the cross of Jesus is like a bridge that bridges the gap to God the Father. But in order to reach God the Father, and in order to be part of that glorious eternity,
we have to put our full weight, our full confidence, our full trust in the cross of Jesus and what it achieved for us. That Jesus paid the price for you and I individually. Jesus, in effect, has to carry us across the gap. And that means giving your whole life over to him. It means saying to him, I'm sorry for the sin in my life. I realize that there's no way back to God but you. And I want to commit my life to you. I want to follow you. I want to trust in the way appointed to allow me to be part of that glorious eternity. Lots of people believe in a historical person of Jesus, but I wonder this morning, do you believe in Jesus as your Saviour? Have you ever asked him to be that Saviour for you? Do you believe he died to deal with your sin, to take the punishment of your sin upon him? Will you get in the barrow? Will you trust Jesus today to be your Saviour? Amen.